are the men who were killed or under your brother's command. You know, the neighborhood's up and down.
Yeah, I work those streets, Bob. So what?
You want me to spell it out for you, Raymond? Feingold killed our guys.
Now you figure this went down. I mean, our guys go in, and the whole thing touches off, and you got a lot of firing, very close quarters. So that shooter, whoever he was no amateur. I have not shared this around. I talked to this broad, Lisette. She says it was a cop.
My guys were doing something. I didn't know about it, trust me.
Okay, here's the deal. I never thought I would say this, but on the weekend featuring the latest Saw movie, it's a gritty cop film that wins the prize for being too needlessly violent. Pride and Glory has a great pedigree, with Edward Norton, Colin Farrell, and John Voight acting, and Gavin O'Connor directing. However, it becomes a victim of its own desire by going over the top with its hard and brutal nature. Telling the story of a family of both good and bad cops from New York who try to uncover a mystery of some fallen officers, Pride and Glory is relentless with its gritty portrayal of the NYPD, so much so that it drowns in cliches, moronic characters, chaotic camera movements, and utter silliness. I've already seen everything in this film before, but it's usually been done better in both movies and television. Pride and Glory gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.